Next matter on our calendar is 03397, Erie Huron County's Grievance Committee versus Paul Meyerhofer. Mr. Meyerhofer is not checked in. I assume he's not here. Mr. Hauser? If you'll sit at that table, please. We'll keep the time straight. You're representing the Certified Grievance Committee. Mr. Meyerhofer is not here. You have 15 minutes if you'd like to.
No, I've not heard from him.
We have.
Just briefly, as I understand the status of the case, this court has initiated a show cause against Mr. Meyerhofer, which is pending for not returning his certificate of admission and not filing an affidavit of compliance with those things ordered in the May 16th, 2003 order. Our committee initiated a sister show cause order for not accounting for unearned retainers and not refunding these retainers to clients. We have no less than six complaints that have come out that we have pending to the effect that we paid Mr. Meyerhofer to do work for us and he took our money and didn't do the work. This court indefinitely suspended Mr. Meyerhofer last May. He has gotten increasingly uncooperative since the order of suspension. He was cooperating enough, let's say, to get by up until that point, but he's become increasingly more defiant. I'm not sure how this court handles those show cause orders from the, you know, how you initiate them or how they compare to contempt that we do down at the common pleas court level. But we do know that Mr. Meyerhofer is living in the city of Columbus now. We had a private investigator track him to a Columbus address, and you'll notice on my filings that I was certifying them both to his registration address, which is what the rule calls for, but I was also certifying him, our filings, to his Columbus address that we have found that he's at.
Counsel, is it now just a matter of recovering funds for clients? Is it just down to money? You had issues of, if I recall, he wasn't cooperating, didn't provide records you needed and all of that, or am I remembering something differently?
We had filed a number of subpoena requests and that type of thing to determine what the status of these funds are. We put a subpoena onto the Citizens Bank where he had his trust account. It has $45 in it, and his firm account's $88 overdrawn.
So we are down to money now. You're attempting to collect. He's indefinitely suspended.
Yes.
And what's left on the table in terms of this individual is that he still owes money back to clients.
Yes. As far as our show cause.
I took it that you don't have all of his files. He hasn't cooperated totally with turning over his files, has he? Or do you have all of his files?
We ultimately got, I think, all of the files, and it was his home, for example, gets sold at a sheriff's sale. The new people moving into the home find whole bunches of boxes of files. One of our attorneys in the local bar who is representing the new buyer of that home at the sheriff's sale came to us and said, hey, there's a bunch of files in his house. We went and retrieved those. We have one of these storage lockers filled to the ceiling right now with Mr. Meyerhofer's files. We went through a period last spring where we had the judges calling us because he dropped out of sight and whatnot, where we were trying to get the files from Mr. Meyerhofer. Some were the one office, some were in a storage container he had rented. He moved to a second office, and then some were at his home trying to get the files hooked up with the client and have the, do it in such a way that they were not prejudiced in their cases. And that I will say that our courts in our area were very cooperative with us on that, on giving some continuances and those type of things.
Well, what was he ordered to do that he has not done?
In your May 16th indefinite suspension order, account for unearned retainers and refund unearned retainers. And that is what he has not done. We've got our, collecting this stuff out of the office, we were getting, you know, helter-skelter bank statements and checks and whatnot. He had three different desks in the office, and they were piled in all three different places.
Are we dealing with old age or depression or some form of mental illness, or are we dealing with just a recalcitrant individual?
We're dealing with depression, and that was why he got an indefinite suspension by this court instead of a permanent disbarment.
What are we dealing with?
Depression.
Depression.
Mr. Meyerhofer, age-wise, is early 50s, I would say. Was a very good insurance defense attorney for a number of years, and it's depression.
And do you have any reason to believe he has funds? In other words, are we using the discipline process as a collection mechanism and the threat of jail or prison to collect a debt?
I don't know that he has the funds. I do know we have an order that said he was to account for these funds, and he has not done that.
Yeah, his response back in October was that he doesn't have the money, he just says I can't comply because I don't have the record. This is sort of strange. I mean, hard to tell what he means, but he says he's been cooperating, as you know, and he can't comply with the order to cooperate. He's obviously in contempt. I mean, he was ordered to appear here today, and he's not here, so it's sort of his pattern of conduct, it appears. Would you describe his conduct as contumacious?
Yes. I mean, as you pointed out, even the simple things like coming here, he has not done. Returning his license to practice law to this court, he has not done.
Are we confident that he got actual notice of today's hearing?
As I understand, this court has been sending the notices to his address on his bar registration. That's that Stower Lane address in Norwalk. He is not there. He is at this one in Columbus, as far as we know. That was as of a couple of months ago.
So it might be fair to assume that he is totally unaware of today's proceeding.
That might be fair.
Of course, he has the obligation under our rules to let us advise us when he moves. And
yes.
So if he didn't advise us, then that's, again, he's...
I figured I was doing something I was not required to do by the rule, but right. I did it by serving dual copies of my filing, and what was happening is the one I was sending to Columbus was not being returned, and the one I was sending to Stower Lane in Norwalk, which is an old office address of about two offices ago, was coming back to us.
Are you aware whether he's under any medical care or getting any treatment for his depression?
He's claimed that, but the last we knew, we found him living in an apartment down here in Columbus. I've never been told he's been actively hospitalized.
Are you aware whether he's working at any sort of job here? Did your investigator find that out?
This is Gail Bartle, our clerk of our area here in local grievance committee I have behind the rail here. No, we're not.
What is the status of the files you recovered from his office or from the home when he...
The ones that we could get returned to the clients, we got returned to the clients. I believe the wills we took to probate court. Okay, we still have possession of a lot of wills, and this was another facet of what happened. While this was all going down, We had the Citizens Bank coming to us saying, hey, we've got a safety deposit box that's overdue that's got a bunch of wills in it. So we took possession of those. So we've had quite a cleanup effort here. The pending files on active cases, we feel that we've gotten those to the clients. We have a whole bunch of dead files from that firm that go back a number of years, and we've published in the newspaper, you know, anyone who had a file with this firm, please come and claim it.
I noticed on the his response that he filed in October, he listed his Riverside Drive address. So we'll check to see where the notice went, but.
I'm under the impression this court has been sending its notices to the address that you have in the attorney registration form.
Do you have anything else to say?
I have nothing else.
Okay. Thank you. We appreciate the Certified Grievance Committee's efforts on this. You've obviously taken a lot of time because of the misconduct of one lawyer, and it's unfortunate. So we appreciate your time you've spent on this. The matter is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion.